Hello, it's Chris.
Hey everybody, what is up? And welcome back to Chris vs. the People. I'm Chris Clemens and I am so excited to be celebrating our 50th episode with our very first guest. And I know I'm gagged too that our first guest is a straight man. That was not on the bingo card, but everybody please welcome Joe Santagato.
Thank you for having me.
Honestly, I told the Patreon girls and they were freaking out. Really? They're like, this is my Disney Channel crossover.
Oh my God.
If you don't know, you have so many podcasts.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
The Basement Yard. You just sold out Madison Square Garden.
I did in November, which was insane.
That's like, how did that come? Like,
I don't even know, to be honest with you. I don't even know. I mean, I guess like when you do a podcast, like obviously, you know, like doing this, like there's maybe one other person in the room. You have no idea of the scale.
Yeah.
And then once we decided to do some live shows, I was terrified. Our first show was in New Jersey. It was like 1,400 people. And
that's still a good size.
I know. And I was scared because I like put this off for a while and I was like, yo, no one's going to come to this shit. And we had to go to the venue like a week or two before to film this like promo video. And when I was standing on stage and looking at all the seats, I was like, dude, no fucking way. Like people are not going to show up to this. And then that was 1,400 people, and that ended up selling out. All of our first shows like sold out. And then, yeah, eventually Madison Square Garden. Like it just kept
getting. How far into the podcast was
the live shows?
Yeah.
Well, I started doing the podcast by myself in like 2015, and then Frank came on during COVID.
Okay.
So like the summer of June or July around there.
Okay.
Of 2020. And then, I don't know, 2024? Or three, we started doing shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
So pretty like well into it.
Yeah. We had a good amount of practice.
I got a little shiver down my spine when you said 2015 because you are someone who has also been on the internet.
Forever, dude.
Forever. Yeah. The way I found out about you was through three letters, SDK.
Dude. That
do
is.
You remember collab channels?
Of course.
Like that, I mean, well, of course you do. That was like the dumbest fucking question I could have asked. But like, that was like a whole different era.
It was something too. I felt so out of place too back then.
Wait, why?
Because I just like, when I was doing YouTube, like I'm not, even to this day, I'm not like a huge consumer of like YouTube or podcasts. Yeah. I just went to like a podcast award show and I was like getting interviewed and they were like, what's your favorite podcast? And I was like, and I couldn't think of anything.
I hate that question because I don't listen to any.
It's hard, man. I don't. My job and my life feel so separate. Like I love doing it. It's a lot of fun creating it, but it's just not how I like spend my downtime at all.
Yeah.
So, you know, what was the original question? Oh, SDK. Yeah. But that came about because I was doing YouTube, but I wasn't able to get paid because my YouTube channel got flagged for something. And then Joey Gatto, shout out to him. Who was also in that. I met him. I forget how, honestly.
I was going to say, did you grow up with them?
No, he lived in New Jersey. Well, they all lived in New Jersey.
Yeah. Oh,
I think.
Duh.
Yeah.
I don't know why I always think of you being from New Jersey.
When people say that, it drives me crazy. Or Staten Island, well, that's worse.
I would never. Come on now.
Yeah.
Like, let's not be crazy.
But I had met Joey somehow and we kind of like vibed. I liked him. And then he like hit me up one day, like, hey, do you want to join this thing? Like, this is a way for you to possibly get paid while doing YouTube because it's a separate channel, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, all right, fuck it. Like, I'll do it. So I started doing that. And then eventually, like, I had gotten a job. Working as like an editor and producer, severely underqualified for that. But I had to make money at that point. I think now I was like 21 or 22 years old. Yeah, then eventually, like, you know, that didn't work out. Joey Gatto actually, he still like part-time works for me.
Wait, really?
Yeah, he edits the show that we were just talking about before we turned the cameras on.
Shut up.
Swear to God. I actually talked to him the other day. And he's like getting his PhD, brainiac.
No, he's
kid.
So smart.
Yeah.
Like, I remember like when I had Twitter, like the shit he would tweet, I'm like, what?
Yeah, we had an editor for that show, Other People's Lives Blood. But like,
wait, for real though, not to sound like a total dipshit, I just found out about the show. I have never felt so seen by someone telling me about their podcast process in my life.
Yeah, it's
like very similar to Chris vs. the People, like episodes without guests. So if you're into Chris vs. the People, check out Other People's Lives.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Not all at once now.
But we had an editor for that, and then he just quit because he said he was going to like live in Austria for a couple of months or something.
Oh, he had one of those crash outs?
Yeah. And then so I needed someone to do it, so I hit up Joey because he was like getting his PhD or in his master's program at that time. I was like, hey, man, do you want to make some extra money just editing the show? It's an easy edit because it's one camera.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah. And it's just been that way.
Shut up.
Yeah. And I was close to finishing his PhD. And I just talked to him like a couple days ago. I was like, are you still going to do this after you get it? He's like, yeah, why not? Yeah. I was like, all right.
He's the most qualified editor.
Yeah, he's the man.
Wow. Do you remember what day you were in the Cloud Channel? For those of you who don't know, by the way, like collab channels were like a thing where like seven people would like form a literal channel.
Yeah.
And then each of them had like a day of the week usually.
Right. But there was a theme every week.
Yeah.
So it'd be like question week. And then you had to do like 10 questions about this or 20 questions.
Oh,
it was something like that.
God. Yeah. Anyways, such a simpler time.
When I joined that, I went to one of those events, like Playlist. You remember Playlist Live?
Oh, I was wondering what two-syllable event you were going to end up saying. There is VidCon, Playlist, Press Play.
Press Play. I went to Press Play, too. So those are the only two I've ever been to.
Crazy.
But when I went to those, I felt so out of place. I was like, I just, like, I don't know. Like, I grew up very differently, maybe, than a lot of the people. So I kind of felt like, I don't really
feel like... Well, just, like, the concept of, like, a meet-and-greet tour, like...
That always really made me feel
weird.
That is
crazy. It's like a traveling petting zoo. And like, it's so weird.
I just felt weird because I'm, like, I'm just some dude. But, like, they were like, we'll pay you, like, $500 to come here. And I had no choice but to take that.
No, literally.
So I was like, I have to go. And then I just felt bad that, you know, at that time, it felt like younger people were paying money to meet me. And I'm like, dude. Dude, this is so ridiculous.
It was really wild. And like the way that like the parents were so into it. What were you like as a kid? Like what is a funny... I feel like you were a very funny kid.
I mean, I grew up with three siblings, so there was a lot of like chaos in our house.
Which one are you? The middle?
I'm the youngest. Yeah, so I'm fighting for attention. We get it. But I grew up with three siblings, so we're still very close, but we were in the house together, and obviously that was mayhem, especially me and my brother, who's like closest in age with me.
Yeah.
We would always get into fights and just be running around the house, and my parents like fucking hated it. But I do remember, like, my sister, she's dealing with three brothers.
And was she the oldest?
No, she's the second oldest.
Okay.
But she is the only girl, and you know, she was like throwing remotes at people and that type of shit.
Honestly.
Yeah, it was something. But I remember one time I used to get into it with my sister all the time, but there was a time where we all, like, there was kids who lived across the street from us. So we would all kind of like hang out sort of sometimes. And I was at the top of my block, and I don't even remember what the argument was about, but I called my sister a dildo. I had just learned the word.
How old are you at this point? It's giving like 8 to 10.
Too young to know what that is. Yeah, probably. But I was like too young to know what that was. But I didn't know what it was. I just said it because someone said it and everyone laughed. And I was like, oh.
I mean, like in your defense, it is a funny word to say. Like,
I was like, I'm going to use this as a slur towards my sister real quick. So she did something and I was like, I just called her like a dildo. And she was like, what? And she started walking down the block where I live, and I was like, oh, fuck.
And then, she was going straight to tell on you.
Yeah, and at that point, I mean, there was other people around, so I had to pretend like I didn't care.
Yeah.
I cared.
Yeah.
I was also a big crier.
Were your parents, like, really strict? Or, like...
In ways, like...
Like, some people didn't fear their parents. Not in, like, a... It doesn't have to be in a dramatic way, but, like, I was scared of my parents.
Yeah, I mean, my parents, they hit us. Not like in a bruising way, but it wasn't like, I was not put in timeout.
I learned that lesson. I was put in timeout and then I was met with the belt.
But I guess there was like a fear there.
Yeah.
And when I got home, my dad was so mad because he didn't like I wasn't allowed to curse in my house.
Oh,
growing
yeah.
up. Even if I said suck. Was pissed about that.
Shut up, I remember.
Shut up, I would never.
Would never even think of it.
When I hear that, like, that stereotype with, like, white people growing up, they, like, tell their mom to shut up. Bro, if I did that, I don't even, my dad would hit me with the car and back up and hit me with it again.
Like, and then like hook you up and drive with you.
Literally. Like,
no, that I'm always like the audacity of like white kids who like really just have never been like disciplined.
Wild. Yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy.
I was just talking about this the other day. Did you ever get your mouth washed out with soap?
No, I did see it happen to someone. So I don't know if that was like my scared straight moment. Like it happened to, there was a kid who lived around the block from me who was at my house. Our parents were friends and he was a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
But he got in trouble. And then my parents, they brought him up to my bathroom, lived around the block, brought him up to my bathroom in my house, washed his mouth out with soap. And my parents made me watch.
That's.
And I was like,
your parents like, we would never do this to you, but just know that that's out there.
Yeah, so that never happened to me. I don't think that's crazy. If I did, I blocked it out completely.
Oh, me and the Dial bottle.
Yeah. Oh, you were
besties.
I mean, that's a pretty good soap though. Out of all
it
the ones,
kind of like it didn't.
Yeah.
Like besides like that really sharp, this is soap taste.
Yeah.
Kind of a vibe.
Yeah, like
I don't know.
Some good flavors there. I think
there's a reason my teeth are so white.
This kid got the bar. So they gave him bar soap. Yeah.
Oh, that's like that's wrong on just so many levels because of like what was it last used to clean? Like
not only that, but now I got teeth marks in this like this bar of soap in my house. Like,
it's now ribbed
out
for your pleasure.
Yeah, what is this? I'm not using this now. But I remember my dad when I called her a dildo, he like sat me down. I'll never forget. And my dad's such an intense dude.
Yeah.
The way that he talks. So he was sitting on the couch and he was just like leaned over and he's looking at me. And he goes, "Do you know what that is?" And I was like, "No." And he goes, "It's a rubber penis." And I was like, what? Like, I had no idea what I called my sister. But he's like, "It's a rubber penis." And he said it to me in a way that, like, I'm the most disgusting person on earth for saying that to my sister. And at this point,
are you like cracking up?
Yeah, I mean, it's impossible not to laugh.
Yeah, your
what,
dad
the word
is
penis. It's the word penis, which I did get kicked out of fifth grade sex education class because my teacher, who was like a very strict, super German woman, she said the penis was a miracle. I lost it, kicked me right out. You only get one shot in fifth grade.
Wait, I'm sorry. Yeah. In fifth grade, she was like, the penis is a miracle?
It's a miracle. And there was like a...
I think at 32 years old, like, I wouldn't be able to take that seriously.
Not only that, there's a giant...
graphic.
Yeah, of just like a dick like this. And I'm like, already I'm on the edge of laughing.
Sex ed in middle school was like funny. And then also like, maybe I'm asexual. Like, yeah. I was like, this is all traumatizing. Like, the fucking flaccid dick just hanging there with two balls. I was like... Put that away, please.
Yeah, it was weird too. That was the only year that I had taken sex education. It was in fifth grade. We had to get like a permission slip, but we were in that class. And then I don't think we had sex education until high school. Like I didn't do anything sixth to eighth grade. Like no sex
ed. We had like I think 1 year of it in middle school, and then it was like never talk about it
again. Yeah, they were like, don't bring this up.
No, and then in eighth grade we had a mandatory. Everybody in eighth grade had to come in with a parent at night. We had a meeting about AIDS.
Just a full-blown AIDS meeting?
Honey, AIDS is like the toe in the water, because then we had a mandatory heroin meeting.
Heroin?
But mind you, I told people, like, I didn't know what weed was in eighth grade. Like, I was like, dandelions.
Yeah.
Like, heroin?
Heroin's crazy. What kind of child can afford heroin?
I am 32. I don't even know where the fuck to get heroin.
I wouldn't know either.
Like, I don't even know how you do it. Like, I sat through the presentation. Oh, okay. Is that how?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Well, this lady starts off, she like wheels a cart in. She like takes this like white cloth off and like undoes it. She goes, "This is the body bag my daughter was carried out in from overdosing on heroin."
Wait, how old are you?
Eighth grade.
Nah. I don't need to see.
I was like, wow,
bag.
I would rather do a rerun of the AIDS one. Like this.
I'd rather double up on the AIDS.
I was like, the picture she. Anyways, not doing heroin.
Yeah, no.
Why am I telling this?
I don't know.
Oh.
But I feel like that's probably what swayed you away from heroin.
Yeah, no,
I saw a body bag when I was young.
No, she then talked for like an hour and a half. And I was like, babe, you got me in the first like 5 minutes. I'm good.
We're
like,
good.
Like, no heroin here.
Also, the D.A.R.E. program. Do you remember that?
They kind of made that shit sexy.
It's a cool merch.
The merch.
I loved the D.A.R.E.
But like
merch.
The way they talked about it, it's like, you don't feel anything. And you're, and I'm like, oh my God, where do I get this?
Yeah, you're like, wait, hold on. What are we talking about?
What's the number for that? One sec.
I remember we would do like the dare, like march or something. Like there would be a day where we would have like ribbons and then you would just like walk around the block of the school. But then you would see like that day.
Was it like a march or a parade?
It was just like, I don't know. I guess it was just to get kids out of the fucking school for a second.
Teachers like, what if we organized a little lap around the school?
Literally. And then I had a bunch of teachers that would have the dare ribbon and they're on the corner just ripping cigarettes. And I'm like, yeah, these Greek women, they're wearing this thing and just over there across the street.
You just see them.
Yeah. Like, no, everything's fine. I'm like, well.
That's so funny.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed dare because I knew that meant like I was going to get to walk around the block. I was going to get to a little exercise.
Oh, so you were like, I don't need to do drugs. I got.
Yeah, I'm good. I was terrified of like drugs growing up. I mean, I've never done any drugs. I mean, I've smoked weed and done edibles a few times. Yeah. And I would do mushrooms, but every time I get close, I'm too afraid.
That's so fair, though. Like, you have to be in the right mindset for shrooms, I think.
Yeah.
But, like, at the age that I feel like we grew up at, drugs were like, you're a bad person. Like, yeah. I remember in high school, I was like, people smoke. Like, I remember one of my best friends smoked weed, and I found out, and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You're low life.
Literally, I was like, what the fuck? And now it's like, I can't live without my little fucking USB. I'm like, it's fucked up.
I remember the first time that I saw someone snort something because it wasn't cocaine.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the hell. It may have been like ketamine or something. But I was like in a house and I saw someone do that. And then when I remember when I was leaving, I was like, holy shit. Like that's a real thing that people are doing out there, that like they're snorting shit. Like I thought that was like a thing that only happened in the movies or something.
No, I had an Adderall prescription because I had ADHD. I had no idea what Adderall was, like that it's essentially cocaine. I was taking my Adderall with a Red Bull before school, not understanding. And I was like, my heart keeps hurting.
Yeah.
No shit, bitch.
Your resting heart rate is 120.
But when I went to college and learned that people were snorting this,
yeah,
I was like, what do you mean? What? And then I Googled Adderall and I was like, my parents failed me. Were you like a wild child in school?
Only in middle school.
Okay. That's...
So like I was a very good student, goody two shoes until fifth grade, and then sixth to eighth it got bad, and then I went to Catholic school. My parents put me in a Catholic school.
Oh my God, it was so bad they sent you to Catholic school.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that, but my parents also, my mom put me in this middle school because she was like, we don't want you to go to your zone school, like the one that's like closest that you have to go to, the public school. So she put me in a different one, and she used to work in a school. She was like a secretary, so I think maybe she like pulled strings, but that one ended up being worse than the school. And she hears the stories now and she's like, I went through all that trouble for nothing. I remember in seventh grade, in sixth grade I was still kind of like,
you're testing the waters.
Yeah, like I first got there and I was like, okay, I'm gonna do everything the way I'm supposed to, and then slowly that kind of got out of hand. And then by seventh grade, my homeroom teacher was also my Spanish teacher, and this was a Chinese woman.
Okay.
Like, her English was kind of broken.
Yeah.
So it was very difficult to learn Spanish. Obviously, I failed that class. This woman fucking hated me. Like, had it out for me, and I don't know
in,
why.
In, like, what way? Like...
I have no idea. Like, and she talked with a microphone. It's a small class. But she had a machine that had a microphone, and she would do the entire lesson...
But
in this microphone.
Was it like plugged into a boombox?
Like, yeah. Like she was like, I don't know why. Like there was no need to amplify your voice.
It How
was
many people were in the class?
20, I think. I don't know. Like something like that.
I kind of love the like Miss Ungermeyerification of that. Like,
yeah. And I remember one day, like I wasn't feeling well. So I had my head down at my desk and I was like this. Like I was just like this. Or I was like this or something. And she comes over to me, and I'm, like, not feeling well. Like, I feel like I'm going to throw up or, like, I don't know, my chest or, I don't know, some anxiety shit. And then she comes over, and she goes, you can't pray here. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Craziest hill to die on from the jump.
I was like, I'm not praying. I, like, don't
You're like, ew,
well.
I would never. You're like, ew, what the fuck? No.
What? But then she walks away. And I was like so mad at that point, and I was definitely at this point like probably a little disrespectful to authority, and I was just kind of like, I was like, what the fuck are you saying? So like whatever. Then she comes back and she hands me a Bible, completely contradicting her last point, and gives me a Bible, and I open it, and it's all in Spanish. And I'm like, I am failing this class. What am I going to do with this?
You're like, you think the Bible's going to help me in Spanish?
I have no idea, but I do remember my other... This is how much of assholes, like, seventh graders are. Like, a couple of my friends, like, got around my desk and were holding hands and, like, saying the Our Father, like, as loud as they could, just because she knew. She was that like, don't like, pray.
That's, like, peak middle school shit.
Yeah, but I remember one time, so in the back of this classroom, there was this water fountain, right?
Okay.
Which, I don't know, there was, like, a little kitchenette back there. And we've used the water fountain before, but on this day, like if you went to go use it, it would spin a little. So
like the pipe or the bowl,
like the spout. It was like it screwed in, I guess. So we started unscrewing it a little bit, and like people would like raise their hand, like, "Oh, can I get a drink of water?" And she'd be like, "Yeah." So you'd go to the back and just kind of keep unscrewing it, and then a little bit of water started coming out. So we're like, "Oh my god, this is so funny," because we're in seventh grade.
Oh no, yeah.
Anything but learning was hilarious. Then, so this kid, I went over and unscrewed a little bit. Then this kid, Anthony, walked over and he starts unscrewing it and it breaks off and water starts shooting into the ceiling like a geyser.
Oh my
like
God,
legitimately like a geyser. And the, you know how in schools they have like that ceiling that's like.
Oh, the like, yeah. The,
it's like cardboard.
Yeah,
almost,
yeah, yeah.
Right
like
through that.
Like drop ceilings.
Yeah, like a drop ceiling. Right through that. That's how much pressure there was. And then she runs over.
She's like, watch out for my microphone.
Yeah. She runs over and she's going like this and the water's going everywhere. She's covered in water. And I'm just looking at like, oh my God, we are so fucked. And then we had to evacuate.
You started praying for real?
Yeah, at that point I was like.
You guys
like,
were like, Hail our Father who art in heaven.
I was singing psalms. I was doing the whole thing.
That's so funny.
But there was like a this much water like in our classroom and we couldn't go back for like days. We had to like go to some other floor or something. And I was like, dude, it was like mayhem in that school, but it was hilarious.
No, the shit that you would like justify to yourself is like, this is like, I look back and I'm like, Chris, that was like destruction of property. Like,
yeah,
I'm like that was verbal assault. Yeah. Like, that's crazy. We like taunted. I took Latin, which is like a tangent I'm not going to go down. But like our Latin teacher, we found out one day cosplayed as like medieval fighting.
Like LARPing?
It's called Dago here. Dago hire. Daga here.
Oh.
I don't actually remember his. Oh, no, I do. Squire Magnus was his name. Not. I mean, come on. Like, wait. Freshman in high school finding this information.
Well, how did you find out?
My friend, our Latin class had four of us in there, maybe five. He texts our group chat, all five of us. And he's like,
you had a group chat with your teacher?
No. The students.
Oh.
And none of us liked being there. We all hated it. Like, it was just not. There was like that smart girl who like did great. And then she was like, I failed. I did so bad. And I was like, girl, please. We all cheated off of you.
Yeah.
My friend texts the group chat and is like, guys, I'm watching like Discovery Channel and they're doing this thing. And he was on the fucking TV foam fighting with a fucking foam shield and like foam sword, like a whole Lord Farquaad ass got up. Like, yeah.
Did you bring that up?
Did we bring that up? I mean, at the top of the fucking morning, I was like, first things first, we don't need attendance. Is Squire Magnus here?
Yeah. Good morrow.
A bunch of fucking high school freshmen finding this information. Then on breaks, we'd go to his car in the parking lot and see if he had his shit in the car. And he did. And we took pictures. And so then, like, there was this one kid in my Latin class who was like, he didn't give a fuck. Like, he was, like, really, like, everything I aspired to be in like, terms of, like, a class clown kind of figure.
Yeah.
He was like, Mr. And then his name. And he froze and turned fucking as red as this table when he heard us call him his, like, fantasy name. It was.
It's like, dude, you're on TV. You're a famous
You're on,
squire.
Like, the.
Of course we know you.
It was shocking.
Wow. I mean, I didn't know anything about my teachers like that. Would be some useful information.
No,
though.
That really like changed the game. And then we bullied him so hard that I do think that's what caused him to leave. Mm. But like it was like a win-win. Like he didn't get bullied anymore. We got a new teacher.
He could be king right now too. We don't know. He could have all worked out.
He
for
might
Squire.
Have upgraded from settler of Catan to inhabitant of Catan. Like he's fully there. Good for him.
Sometimes you, like, when you go to Central Park, you can see some people doing that. Dude, in McCarran Park, right over here.
McCarran Park, you see the craziest shit.
People in, like, full iron suits. I'm like, yo, hold up.
Yeah. And I'm, like, in, like, a tank top and shorts being like, sweating my balls off.
Yeah, and they're, like, wearing chainmail and hacking each other with axes.
It's crazy, and yet I feel so safe. Yeah, I'm like, oh, home. This is crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
I'd get into it, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I would never say never, but, like, probably not.
You ever see the movie Role Models where they do that?
No. I'm like, terrible where I haven't, like, seen really any movie unless it was, like, on Disney Channel. Shut the fuck... I'm not, like, a Disney adult.
Like, Luck of the Irish?
Of course. Like...
That's the only one I can remember.
The Luck of the Irish. There was the Mermaid Swimming one. And then there were, like, the obvious, like, Cadet Kelly.
Yeah. Johnny Tsunami?
Johnny Tsunami. Wait, was there a movie about a girl who got her arm bitten off? She was a surfer?
On Disney Channel? Can they do that?
Yeah, maybe not. Oh, wait. I think she might be a real person. Cool. I was... Yeah, I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about my childhood lately. And I'm like, it's like, you really actually might have just been a freak.
Yeah. I mean, there's some things looking back and you're like, oh, God, that's so bad. Especially for those ages. I can't imagine being a teacher at that age.
Oh, that was when I knew I was, like, that was just never in the cards for me because I was like, I know what I'm doing.
I'd have to deal with me.
And I would have to, yeah.
I'm not doing
that. That's just not in the cards.
We had this thing in that school. It was called Project Save, and it was, like, their version of detention. And instead of serving detention in either in the morning or, like, after school, it was all day, and you had to go and get... assignments from all of your teachers, and then you would sit at a desk that had boards like this. You couldn't see anyone.
Oh, like full-on solitary confinement.
Did work all day in a small room, and you would get to go to the bathroom like twice a day. They would line everyone up, and you go one by one into the bathroom. It was like that.
Why does this sound like worse conditions than like literally like Ghislaine Maxwell's in right now? Like... What? That bitch is like doing yoga class and you guys are like 12 and being lined up for the bathroom is crazy.
Yeah, I remember. I was handcuffed in that school once.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, but like...
Bro, what?
I know. My dad was so mad when he found that out.
What did you do for that if you didn't get handcuffed ripping off the fucking fountain nozzle?
There was this kid in my middle school and he was dating this girl that I was friends with. And one day... There was only two Joeys in the school, and I was one of them from the third floor.
Did you go by Joey?
Yeah. So anyone who like knows me from like childhood, they all call me Joey.
Love that.
But I was on the third floor, and there was another Joey on the fourth floor. And this girl comes into our gym class, and she's like, oh, this kid Bakari was his name, right? He's like Bakari is going to fuck Joey up. And I was like, which one? And she's like, oh, fourth floor. I was like, all right, cool, because... First of all, this kid, like, in middle school would have fucked me up today. Like, he was brolic for some reason, right? And I've seen him beat the shit out of multiple kids at this time. So I was like, yo, what's going on? Then I come to find out, not fourth floor, third floor.
Wait, what did you do to Bakari?
Exactly. I would have never done anything.
I would like to review the terms and conditions really quick.
So I was like, what the fuck? Why? And then they were like, oh, it says that you were trying to, like, hook up with this girl, Kelsey, who he was dating at the time, who I was friends with, who was sitting right there. And I said, yo, you better talk to your man because you know I'm not doing that. And then I guess teachers got like wind of that. And the security guard came in with the assistant principal. And I was in gym class and they put me in handcuffs. Bro, also me, right? At this time, maybe 47 pounds. Tiny guy.
You slipped right on out of those.
Yeah, like, in like cartoons. Like if you put... handcuffs on SpongeBob, that's kind of what it looked like. And I was like, what is going on? And then they put me, this is how they handled this situation. They brought me to an assistant principal's office, and then there was like
handcuffed
like this.
That's crazy.
And they put me in a smaller room. Like there was like, you walk in and there's a desk, and there was two assistant principals sitting there. Then there's a smaller room where there's one desk like this, and you're sitting across from each other. I'm handcuffed. He is not sitting across from me. And then they're like, we want you guys to talk it out. Shut the door. And I was like, what are you guys doing?
You're like, why do I go to school at Rikers Island?
Yeah, I was like, what is going on?
What?
And then we kind of talked it out, and it was fine. And then they, like, uncuffed me.
But, and, he was the one threatening to kick your ass, to clarify.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe they were afraid that he would fuck them up if they tried to handcuff him. I don't know. But so then we were leaving, and they're like, all right, go back to class. We're in the hallway walking, and as we're walking, he just goes like this to me. And I didn't flinch, but my eyes were like, and then he goes, oh, I almost got you there, didn't I? I was like, okay, bye. And I went down the stairs. I was like, bro.
You're like, I got to go watch Luck of the Irish now.
Yeah, I was like, fuck, I got to get home to Disney Channel.
Shit.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But luckily, I never got my ass whooped in middle school.
Hell yeah. do you drink?
Yeah.
Okay, period. Do you have like wild drunk stories? Imagine I just bring out shots and like prove it.
Do you drink? Figure that one out. Yeah, I do. There was a time when I was younger, there was a kid that I knew in like fifth grade. We had played football together when we were super young. And then I show up for the first day of fifth grade and he's in my class. And I was like, oh, wow, this is crazy.
Also, I love that like I went from your handcuff story to do you drink? Right. That was like subconscious. That was a whoopsies on my part.
I've never been arrested.
I'm like, anyway, so are you an alcoholic now?
No. We have a handle on it.
I bet you got a handle.
So we were in fifth grade together and we were like, you know, friends and whatever. But then we kind of like lost touch. Then I started doing like YouTube videos around like 2011.
Yeah.
And then once that kind of got to a place where I was sort of making a name for myself, which nothing insane, like maybe like 50,000 subscribers, which
still is
insane.
A lot.
Yeah. Like, at that time was like also like crazy, especially in New York, like no one had that. So it was like, oh, you know, whatever. And then this kid hits me up on Facebook and he goes, yo, man, what's up? And I'm like, yo, what's going on? And he goes, I came across a bunch of money and I want to invest in you. I was like, one, what the hell does that mean? And
how
two, invest in me.
Like,
probably like 22.
That's crazy.
Or 21. He's like, I want to invest in you. And I was like, what does that mean? He's like, yeah, I want to give you $10,000.
Okay.
Well, he didn't say he was going to give it to me. He was like, we could put up billboards. I don't know what, like, this is a very old school way of
thinking.
No,
I know. I was at the time, I'm like, what? But billboards were like a bigger deal.
Yeah, but he was like, we're gonna put you on a billboard or whatever. Mind you, this kid is my age, so I don't really know. But then I eventually like was having a conversation. I'm like, how did you come across this money? Like, did someone pass away? Is it an inheritance? And he said that he was sent to go clear out some old woman's apartment. She had passed away and she had no relatives, so they needed to go find the
birth certificate. So they picked a random guy?
I think it was like a company that does this.
Oh.
Yeah, so he worked for a company that kind of did something like this. And then he said when they got into the house, they were looking for like birth certificates or things like that. And they found like a giant chest that was filled with cash. So him and this other guy took it, but it was a lot. It was like over $100,000 in cash. So,
oh my God, he really did come across money.
Yeah.
He really came across money.
He robbed an old dead woman.
I mean, if you're going to rob anyone, that's a pretty good one. You know, like nobody's feelings are getting hurt. Maybe like the grandson.
Yeah.
Who's not getting $100,000.
Apparently there was no like living relatives or whatever. So I don't know.
Yeah. So like what? Is it just going to go to the government? I'm glad he took it.
Yeah. But
to invest in you.
He didn't invest in me, by the way. Let's get that out of the way.
No, I didn't. I didn't think he did.
But one day he hit me up and was like, I'm going to get a limo. Like, get some friends, invite some girls, like, let's just have a night on the town type of thing. And I was like, okay. So I was seeing this girl at the time, so I invited her. And then I had a couple of my other friends.
And just to clarify, you went to school with this kid?
In fifth grade.
Okay. And then you had never seen him again?
No, this is the next time I'm seeing him after fifth grade.
This is so weird.
Years later.
Like, this is weird.
So then, we like got a bunch of like alcohol and stuff, and I reached out to these girls. Some of them I had never met, but knew through
like mutual
Facebook
friends
or whatever at the time. And so they're all in the car, or whatever. As the night goes on, there's also like, you know how some limos have just like a bottle of the shittiest vodka ever?
Yeah,
everyone's drinking that. It's disgusting.
I'd never understood. Like, I was like, does that always just come with limos? Like, I
don't know. I haven't even. This may be the last time I've been in a limo.
I don't think I've ever been in a limo except for like prom, but it was like an SUV one.
Yeah, right.
So like, it didn't even fucking count.
Yeah,
like, I was like,
But so everyone's getting like real drunk, and as that's happening, like if people are getting like hammered, and I'm not there yet, a part of me is kind of like, I'm just gonna not get there.
Yeah,
and I was with this girl already, so I was kind of like, I'm good.
Did she know more of the people in the group?
She knew none of them. She knew my two, three friends that I brought.
Wow, you really said you're coming with me, bitch.
Well, I explained the situation, and I'm like, I have no idea how this is going to go. Like,
please come, I'm scared.
And literally. So I remember there was this one girl who, again, this is the first time I had met her in person, and she gets real drunk, and she was an attractive girl. So she, at one point, is like this drunk, right? Doing this.
That's honestly my favorite drunk.
Yeah, I mean, to watch it, you're like, oh, man, that's bad.
No,
Or you're in a small limo.
You need a parker.
So now I'm kind of like creeped up in the corner, like, don't throw up on me. And I see her just like turn. And like the kid who got the limo is sitting here. And she just like turned and just like throws up.
On the seat?
Yeah, just like in a corner, like in the back corner. And I'm watching this happen, and I'm like, yo, hell no. And then as she's like done, she's like wiping her mouth, and she just like turns. And then this kid just like turns around, and they just start making out. And now I'm gonna throw.
No, I was gonna say, so where do you want me to aim?
Yeah, like, and I'm like, oh my God. And then that happened again.
She threw with her?
With her, she threw up again. This was like an hour after this. Different guy.
I'm not going to lie.
Double throw up makeouts.
I know that she hasn't had COVID once. I know that she has not met COVID.
I don't even remember her name, to be honest with you, which I would not say I would feel bad. But like, so I watched two of these people that I know make out with this girl right after she vomits. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. This kid also had cash on him. Like, he had, like, $7,000 of cash on him. So it was just all, like, in hundreds like this. And it was just like,
you're like, look over there!
At one point, which, at any other point, if someone did this to me, I would beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
But I'm in a limo, and he takes a $100 bill, and he puts it in my shirt like this. Like that, right? And in any other situation, I'd be like, I'm going to kill this guy.
Yeah.
But I was also like, this already sucks.
Here you go.
Literally, I was just like, he, like, did that and, like, turned away, and I was like, took my wallet out, put it right in my wallet. I was like, I'm getting paid for this. If I'm going to be here, I'm getting paid. And then we stopped because we couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I think I may have been 20 years old. We may have all been underage, yeah, honestly. So we couldn't go anywhere. And at one point we stopped in Manhattan, and he gets out of the car, and he just has all this cash. And he's just like, kind of like, and I'm like, yo, this dude's going to get jumped and robbed and whatever. And I'm in the car being like, if that happens, no part of me is getting out here.
No,
like,
not
no one's getting out to
defend.
You're
not going to risk your bag.
Good. I got my $100.
You're net positive.
But then we stopped somewhere else in Queens, and because the car just drove around the entire time. We didn't go anywhere. It was just driving around, and people were getting drunk.
That's kind of a vibe.
I mean, it was. And then we stopped somewhere in Queens, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to get some fresh air. And I got out with the girl that I was with, and I was like, let's get the fuck out of here.
He ran.
So I literally, like, we kind of, like, go. And we, like, skedaddled around the block or whatever. And then I heard that he was so drunk, and he was screaming. And he was like, where is he? Why did he leave me? What's going on? Because my other friends were still there. And they were like, yo. Because I had told them, I was like, I'm leaving, bro. Like, I'm good.
Oh, you, like, told some people.
Yeah, because I was like,
fully Irish goodbye.
Yeah. I was like, I got to get out of here.
This is no longer a safe place to be.
Yeah, I was like, I'm good. So But I told them, but I didn't say anything to him because I knew you would have that reaction. And he started freaking out. I was like, where the fuck is he? Blah, blah. Yo, I was like, I'm getting out of here. But
you were cashing that money.
Yeah, I mean, I had that extra $100, and I was like, I'm good. Got paid for this.
This is a nice night of work.
He robbed someone. I guess I robbed him too. I don't know. He put it in my shirt.
It's like
I was,
Robin Hood kind of vibes.
In a way, yeah. Like, in a way.
I think we all.
I needed that $100 for sure.
What'd you do with it?
I mean, I don't even know, but I was like, I'm sure
you
I had a good time.
It in yourself.
I put up a billboard, is what I did. I never got that billboard, but I did get $100 in a memory that I'm
have
telling
you. Have
you
ever seen him since?
I have not. Yeah, I don't really know what's going on.
The last time someone was in the limo.
Yes.
That's so crazy.
Legitimately, that was the last time.
So crazy.
I think that was the last time we ever touched base. He may have like hit me up after that being like, yo, that was fucked up or whatever. But then
like
also
mad.
Yeah. And then I'm like, in my head, I'm like, bro, I don't know. We spent like the whole night together. And
you shoved some cash in my tits. Like, yeah, what more like, do you want from me?
And at that point, it was like, it was just mayhem because I wasn't as drunk as everyone else. And they're all just kind of like bouncing around this car. I was like, I need to get out of here, dude.
No, when you really think about like a limousine and everything that I know happens in a limousine, they're kind of disgusting.
Oh my God.
They're like actually really gross.
And now it's just so not a thing that it feels like they'd be very like old.
Yeah, like outdated.
And just like smelling like cigarettes.
What I will say is a vibe, a party bus.
Yeah.
I love a party bus.
I got a party bus last summer for my family for my mom's birthday to go to like wineries out in Long Island. And that was nice.
Okay, that's like what I'm trying to do. I got a party bus for homecoming for high school.
Yeah.
It was like our 10 year. And I was like, okay, we learned at the 5 year, we're going to get a humble abode that we can escape to need be.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I have,
need a home base.
I have a USB pen to hit.
Yeah.
So we got it. It parked right next to the entrance of the tent of homecoming. And you would just see us drunkenly, well, like me, running out of the tent right into the bus and then opening the doors and it just being like a cloud. And I'm like, hey, everybody. Everyone's like, whose bus is next to the fucking thing? It was, I love it. I could live on a party bus.
Yeah, I used to love party buses. I did one. Do you remember the original Four Locos? Those were...
Oh, I was there for history.
Yeah.
I was present.
One of those would put you in the ground.
I learned of Four Locos around the same time I learned about my Adderall. And I was like, I took a few sips of Four Locos and I was like, I just don't think this is my journey ever. People fucking loved them.
I had two of them on a party bus once and I was like, what am I even seeing? Because it was one of those that had like the lights and all that. Like I was completely fucked. Like I
do you think that Buzz Balls are the new Four Locos?
I've never had one. Okay,
I'm like my jaw dropped, but like I'm not that actually. Like I'm not offended.
It's not that shocking.
It's just like they're crazy.
Yeah.
Like you get fucked up. And they are so sweet.
are they?
So sweet.
You know what I've had that are like that? Cutwaters. The margarita ones are like 12%.
I can't do Cutwaters.
It's a can.
I get really bad.
Yeah.
I get really fucked up.
I didn't know until after it was gone. And I'm like, wait, what? It's like, yeah, that was a 12% margarita. I was like, bro, I crushed that.
My mom did that. She was like, these are great. She thought they were just like seltzers. And she's like shit-faced after three. And I'm like, mom, what happened? And she's, I had Cutwaters.
You can't have that. I also learned recently there's like, it's like 12% alcohol in this can. Also like 600 calories in a can.
Crazy.
Something like that. I'm like,
crazy. No, I'm like, unfortunately, at the age where I like need to be thinking about what I'm eating again. Like, I'm like, oh, fuck, this isn't fun. And like, yeah, it's like Mike's Hard Lemonade. I'd love to be guzzling those down
my first ever drink.
Same.
Mike's Hard.
Well, I think vodka might have been actually old Svedka.
Oh, I think I would have been too afraid to do that.
Well, I like didn't fuck with my dad. But he loves Svedka. And so, like, when we would have, like, two of my...
He loves Svedka?
Yeah. Like,
What's your nationality?
German. My last name's Clemens, bitch.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess, like, who would know that? I just always have people, like, Clemens, are you German? And I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, why?
So, I mean, I guess the Svedka makes sense then.
Does it?
I guess.
It doesn't make sense. Anyways, I would just take the bottle, bring it down to the basement where my friends were, and the parents were, like, upstairs, like, ha-ha-ha-ing.
Yeah.
And I would like drink, mix it with like the Fanta or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. But like Mike's Hard is like the first thing that I got like drunk on.
I remember I would go to Frank's house for New Year's every year. And he lived like two blocks from me. So he would throw a party. So I would be there. And I forget how old we were, but it was probably like 14 or 15 or something. And we're like, yo, we're going to sneak some Mike's Hard downstairs. So we drank them and I remember having one and being like, I'm so fucked up.
No, it was literally just a sugar rush. It was like literally just pre-diabetic shock.
I have a headache from the sugar. But I remember like we had like one or two or something like that. But then I would find the caps and I would just like put them in my pocket. And the next morning I was like, oh my God, I got so fucked up last night.
Oh, the cap. Yes.
Because I was like, I had eight of them last night. I was so fucked up.
I remember I kept the bottle and I would put like a flower and shit in it. And I was like, this is fucking homemaking right here. Like Martha Stewart stepped down.
Or like Bacardi was so big back then. Drinking in parks. Did you do that?
No, but like I'm trying to this summer. Like, I really am. Like, what the fuck else are we here to do?
That was a big thing when I was younger. I guess maybe it's a Queens thing, but we would all, like...
Like, in high school?
Mm,
or, like, college?
Younger. Yeah, no, in college at that point.
Oh, my God. The only way I drank in high school was because I was in theater. Shocker. And we would have, like... theater cast parties after, and I just tell my mom, like, we're just like watching movies and playing board games.
It's
and
she was
like,
cover.
Totally,
it's a perfect
and
cover.
Like, yeah, it's a bunch of theater kids, of course they're fucking watching movies and playing board games. Like,
yeah,
they're not actually cool enough to drink. And I would be scared shitless. But
yeah, I mean,
I never drank like in a park. That's so sick.
Yeah, we were just, I mean, it wasn't sometimes it'd be freezing because it's winter and you're like, well, the Bacardi will warm us up. It's freezing. It's like the dumbest thing in the world. I know. I used to do that though. Like I remember one time I was leaving my friend's house and it was like a snowstorm. There was like a foot of snow on the ground. And I was like, damn, dude, like it's going to be fucking freezing. And boy's like, you want to take two shots and then go? I was like, yeah.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. Even in college, I was like, all right, I don't need a jacket. I'll just drink before we leave. And I'm like, I would get there and I'd be like frozen. I'd be like hypothermic.
I mean, definitely I've probably done some damage to my body because I'm like, I'm not going to bring a jacket.
Why would I
do that? I'm not going to carry a jacket. Yeah, or that.
I was like, I can't have someone steal my jacket.
I have to show up with short sleeves.
Yeah, my little brother still wears like flip-flops in the winter. It's psychotic.
Oh, it's like that.
Yeah, I'm not like that, but...
There is a sect of white people that are like, oh, my legs don't get cold. And it's like freezing and they're wearing shorts. My dad's like that.
Literally flip-flops and shorts in like winter.
Yeah, what is that about?
I'm like, that's how I knew this winter was so bad is because like he was actually wearing like pants and shoes.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. Climate change is crazy. Like 26 or 7.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry, I don't.
He might be getting into pants now. It could be that.
He said depends.
It could be depends, yeah.
I was like, honestly, I'm ready for that journey myself.
It's honestly... doesn't sound like the worst thing. I would never shit in a diaper, but peeing in one might not be bad. I don't know. Really depends on the technology.
I've really actually never...
If I don't have to feel the pee on me and I could just like go somewhere...
I think you do feel the pee on you. Not me, see, like about to buy adult diapers just to see. Like I'm going to test it out.
Just rip a piss and, you know...
piss and shit and see which one feels better.
Shit's probably insane. That's
No, my brother just had a baby, well, like a year ago. And... I still have not changed that diaper because I'm like, no. Like,
I've never changed a diaper in my life.
And I kind of don't want to. Like, and by kind of, I mean very...
I'm not going
to. I'm like not changing a diaper. Like,
yeah.
And if it gets to the point where people are always like, well, Chris, someone wiped your ass. And like, you're going to need someone to wipe your ass. The second someone needs to wipe my ass because of old age, put me down out back.
Yeah.
Like, put me down.
I always hear horror stories too about... because like my two of my siblings have kids... and they're like, sometimes it's just, they have a blowout.
Blowouts.
And it just goes up the back.
Up the back, on the ceiling,
on
the wall.
I'm trying to picture me having a child and being like, "This, how is this on the back of your neck? How could that possibly be? At what speed is the shit coming out of a baby's ass?"
No, it is one of those things, like phenomenons where I like almost want to YouTube it to see like how just physically it works.
Just outrageous.
Because can Pampers not put on just like a little tighter band or something?
Well, they make things now, to my knowledge, of like they'll advertise it. Like,
blowout proof?
Yeah, like a blowout band or something.
Okay, wait, I got to go underwear shopping.
Yeah, like blowout protection. I'm
my God,
that is insane.
Catch me going out on Friday nights with just full on adult diapers. Blowout protection. I got that blowout technology.
Just like I got to go to the bathroom. All right, I'm good. It's like,
no, you've had a very like long career, as we've mentioned. Is there like something iconic that you've done, but people don't know the backstory?
I think I've like said this before, but it feels like it kind of goes under the radar because, well, there's a reason for that. But like, you know, maybe I'll get into that. But there was a game called Speak Out that had come out. This was 2016, and I like helped create that game. Like the game where you put it's like you put these things in your mouth and hold your mouth open and then you try to talk.
Oh, like the...
Yeah, like the... exactly like
you,
that. Yeah.
That?
It was like a top-selling game in 2016. Like Ellen played it with like the Kardashians and Kevin Hart on her show and shit. And it was crazy.
How did this come to be? Like you approach Hasbro?
Yeah. So I was making YouTube videos at this time and I had just signed with an agency.
Okay.
So I was like, ooh, I have an agent now. And then I dropped a video where, well, I had saw a It was James Corden. He had a talk show.
It's always James Corden.
It's always James Corden, dude. If he's not getting kicked out of restaurants, he's doing this.
I forgot about that. Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, but he had Melissa McCarthy on the show, and they had those things on, and they were trying to like blow bubbles and stuff. So I was like, I was making videos sometimes with my siblings, and we would play like games or whatever. So I was like, oh, I'll buy these things. And then we'll...
Were they just like dental gear?
Yeah, I had to go on Amazon and buy a whole box that was filled with dental shit. And then these, there was four in a box, and I threw the rest of it out. It was like $60, but I was like, at least I'm getting these things. Yeah, ridiculous. But so I bought them, and my original idea was to have like a bunch of things that we would try to do, because I saw that it was hard to like blow a bubble or something like that. It was like funny. So I had all these things. And as we were shooting the video, I'm like, this isn't really going that well. But one of the things was like, try to say this. And that was funny. So I pivoted in the middle of the video. I'm like, what if we just came up with things for the other team to say?
Yeah.
And we just do that for the video. And like, let's scrap the rest of it. And my sister at the time was a speech pathologist. And she knew that, like, you know, if you pick words with B's and P's and like M's, you have to close your mouth to say that.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say words that have the like a B in it. So she's like, try to do that. So, you know, that like helped us to come up with stuff. And we did that video, and I had put it out. And I, at that time, I was putting videos out every Tuesday at 9 o'clock at night.
And the schedule,
psychotic time now looking back.
No, crazy. But yeah. I remember that felt like the weight of the world on your shoulders of like, yeah. I need to pick the right day and the right fucking time, yeah. And I can't be a minute late.
Yeah. So I put it out, and I like checked it at like, I don't know, like 2 a.m. or something. And I would post it on YouTube, and then I would post it on Facebook also. And it was going crazy on Facebook. And
dude, things go crazy on Facebook.
I know. It was wild. So I hit up my agent. And I was like sending him a bunch of emails and texts in the middle of the night. And I was like, we should make this into a real game. And then he was like, okay, like we can do it. We'll talk to some manufacturers and blah, blah, blah. He's like, I also know someone at Hasbro. So I was like, okay. So we get a meeting with Hasbro. And then here's where it's kind of like
murky.
We don't know what the truth is here. Is they told me they already had a game like that in production.
Oh, they stole your fucking idea.
That's what it feels like. Which I don't know. Alleged. Don't sue me.
Alleged. Always alleged.
But it felt like that's a good idea. And they're like, oh, we already have something like that in production, but we'll launch it with you, and then you'll get your own version of the game. So there was like a Joe Santagato.
Did you get paid well?
I did. So okay. I originally... How they did it was like a licensing fee.
Okay. Right?
And at the original offer was like $3,000. And I was like, there's no way.
You're like, you're Hasbro.
Yeah, like no shot. But then we like revised it like a bunch of times. And then I was like, it was like the biggest check I've ever seen in my life up until that point.
Fuck yeah.
So I was like, okay, cool. So that felt like a win. Because, I mean, I didn't get like cut into like all of the revenue with Hasbro.
Yeah.
Like, there was nothing I could do, because I was in a position where if I was like, no, I'm going to make it on my own, you're not going to beat them. They're the biggest toy company in the world. So I was like, this will just get like fizzled out. Like, I'm just going to cash out. And but I did make like, I mean, a significant amount of money in that time.
Fuck yeah.
And yeah, then it came out and like all this shit happened. And I was like, this is fucking wild, man. Yeah. So
tell the story at all? Like, were you...
No, I mean, I don't think so. I mean, I was like, I didn't talk about it for a long time, like that part of it.
If I had like invented a game that Ellen was playing at the time, like you would never have heard the fucking end of it. Like I would have been more insufferable than I probably already am. Like,
yeah, I had no... I also had no leverage at the time. It was 2016, so it was like pretty still early on in my career. So the fact that I was able to get the money that I did was like a big deal.
Yeah. Because also in 2016, there wasn't like people were getting money for brand deals, but like that was like the beginning, I would say, of like consistent brand deals and shit. Yeah. Like it wasn't like it is now where it's like a whole empire.
Yeah. I think like up until that point, I had done some brand deals and stuff, but most money I ever got in one shot was like probably like $10,000 to $15,000,
and that was high for the time.
This was not that. Like it was a lot more. So I was like, okay, holy shit. So in my head, the way that I kind of dealt with that is, you know, this isn't going to be my life where I'm like making games now.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let me just cash out and do
Santa's
the thing that
little
I actually,
elf.
Yeah. Like, let me just cash out and make, like videos like I've been planning to. So, but it was a cool little
thing
to hang my hat on. But like I said, they also, part of the deal was there was an expansion pack that had my name on it and like my picture on it. And it was like a Hasbro Speak Out thing. And then I was like, I want a picture of me and my siblings on the back of that box. So that they were on the back of the box. So I still have like one of those. But they were like,
oh my God, that's so special.
Yeah, it was cool. They were like, it was cool. Like that, I had a revenue split up because yeah. It had my name on it, obviously. But
oh my God, should we pitch them like the sequel? Like, shut up, but it's like a ball gag. Do you know? I would play. Yeah, it's like try and say
it's a bad idea. It's not a bad idea.
Hasbro, don't you fucking dare. I know you don't have that one in the canon, please.
There's no way you have a ball gag game.
There's no way you hired anybody this deranged, period.
No shot.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it was very random, man. Like that one, it's also just like a funny story because when people hear that, they're like, oh my God, you're like a genius. And I'm like, dude. The how that came to be was like,
but that's like how all that shit is like, yeah. Someone ordered a dental kit off Amazon and then like,
I know,
like,
and then it just becomes this
phenomenon
thing. Yeah. And now you look like a genius. And I'm like, I was playing a game with my siblings.
Meanwhile, Joey Gatto's actually going to get his master's at school and you just,
yeah, he's got like, a PhD.
I bought a dental kit.
That's all it takes.
Work.
The dental kit. That's all you got to do.
Dream big, y'all.
Yeah.
All right. There's four cards in front of us.
Oh, boy.
You're picking two, and each card has a question on it.
Okay.
The two you pick, you're asking me. And then the two left, I'm asking you.
Okay. Should we go one at a time?
Yeah.
All right. I'll take this one.
I'll take that one.
Weirdest DM you've ever gotten?
Oh, I have like the memory of a dead goldfish. Like, not. It's not weird, but... I did like have like Emma, what's her last name? Roberts.
Oh, she Stone? I don't know.
I didn't realize she was following me. And so then I followed her. And then she responded, like, about time you followed me or something. And I was like, bro, what?
About time?
I was like, or like, finally or something. And I was like, what? It's like that meme of Trisha Paytas in the car where it's like, what? Yeah. Huh?
So how did that conversation go?
I sent her like the gif of her going like, surprise, bitch.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember, but she since unfollowed me, so it's okay.
Oh, you're not boys anymore?
It's okay.
Damn.
It's okay.
I don't have any like crazy celebrity moments like that, like in DMs or anything.
I don't, like that like makes me sound really cool. Like I don't either. Like that was really like a one-off, like, yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
But I'm sure I've gotten some like weird DMs from people like,
yeah, I did a joke on stage during our tour where I was like, the only like very weird DMs I've gotten are from gay dudes.
Oh,
that
I
are
bet.
Just like,
I bet.
I was like, and I would say like they just are very creative and they don't hold back.
Do you get like raw pull?
What is that?
Like, do people
raw pull?
Like, just,
oh my God.
Like,
just, that's happened before.
That's cool.
It's not something that typically happens.
Okay.
But yeah, no, there's been some messages.
I know there's people who get like straight up nudes all the time in their DMs.
That does
like,
not happen.
I kind of wish that would like, like how fun, not like how fun, but like,
hey,
it's
maybe,
like watching Animal
this,
Planet or something. It's like, whoa.
It's just dicks flying in all
just,
the time.
Yeah.
Raw pole is hilarious.
I mean, anyways, what's your biggest turn off? It doesn't even have to be like romantic.
Biggest turn off. So, I don't know if this is a turnoff, but it's sort of like a pet peeve, if that counts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's something that's at the top of my mind because this just happened the other day, and I'm like, oh, when someone asks me about like a pet peeve, like this is going to be it.
I have a list on my phone because I never remember on the spot. Of
you have a list of your pet peeves?
I don't know why I'm on trial, bitch. Okay, shut up.
How many things are on there?
I don't know.
A ton. No, but...
shut up.
This happened the other day. When people cheers food, drives me nuts. I find it gross.
Oh my God, sometimes I do that.
But I don't know why, but I find, and I know that it's not gross because it's not like you've bitten it, but like there's something about like we both have a burrito and it's like cheers and your food's touching and now I'm eating it. Like, I don't know.
If it's like a fresh burrito.
I know, like, it's not like the germ thing. It's just
but
like
to me, it's just like kind of chuggy. Or like I feel like such a like little simpleton, basic bitch when I'm like cheers.
I like cheersing drinks.
Well, yeah, duh.
I'll cheers every round.
Oh my god, I cheers like 5 times in a round. Yeah, like, I'm like, guys, I love you.
Yeah, yeah. You don't get to that point tonight where you're really drunk. Like,
attention, everyone. I just need to say something, and all my friends are like, Chris, stop it.
When you get to that point in the night where you're really drunk, and it's like after anyone says anything remotely funny, you're like, that's so good, cheers. Like,
you were literally describing me less than 24 hours ago. Thank you.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, cheersing food for some reason, I'm like, this isn't what this was made for.
No, and I am a culprit of that, but I do agree with you.
Yeah.
Like, there's just, it's unnecessary.
How do you feel about when you're at a restaurant and the food comes at different times? Now,
eat your fucking food when it comes. Right? Do not wait for me.
I agree.
First of all, I feel even more mad that I'm the last to get my food because you all are waiting for me.
Right. Now there's pressure.
Yeah.
Like, I'm now like, you all hate me and yeah, I don't even work here.
It's like, stop looking at me like that, okay? Like, if it were in my control, I would have got my food first.
And anyone who you ask this, they're all like, no, eat your food. So if we all feel that way, what are we doing? Why are we waiting
You
then?
Would think that, like,
one-on-one,
my mom was,
wait.
Like, debating putting down a dog, like, when we do this. I'm like, Mom, eat. And she goes, no, like, I'm like, Mom, this is actually childish. Eat your fucking dinner.
I agree.
Oh, it drives me nuts.
If you're on a date and it's just one-on-one, like, of course, wait.
Still no. Eat shit, bitch. Like, Papa's food is here.
I'll wait if it's one other person. If it's like a group of five and we gotta wait for everyone, or even worse, if it's a group, a big group, like 9, 10
and like
people.
Two come.
I gotta wait for half the restaurant to get their food before I eat this? What are we talking about? But also, like you said, when you're the last one, that's the worst position. Because now you guys are thinking you're doing me a favor, but you're just making it worse.
No, it's like I'm already aware that I don't have a plate in front of me. And now y'all are looking at my plateless plate setting.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all.
And if they're taking a while, then everyone's kind of like...
Yeah, they like move the food around. And I'm like, move it to your mouth.
Or they're just like, you know, like they got their fork and they're like mixing shit.
Yes.
I'm like, just eat it at this point.
I don't care how proper it is. Like, eat your fucking food.
Is there anyone in the world that's sitting there being like, wait for me? Like, do you ever ask someone being like...
Yeah, I think it's like the president.
Yeah, like...
I think that's probably who's doing that.
Yeah, I mean, if there's no one that is requesting people to wait... Then what are we
I
doing?
Think we need to like rebrand it. It's like, you don't have to wait. Maybe offer a bite of your food. Like, how, if you really care.
Also,
put some food in my mouth.
I think things like fries, the side stuff, absolutely fair game in that moment. Like, if you don't want to like bite into a burger because you're waiting, get into those fries at least.
Literally.
Like, what are we doing?
The decorative lettuce. Just eat it.
Just
it's
eat
edible.
It. Just eat it. You know what I mean?
Grow up.
Yeah. The other day this happened to me and it was drinks.
What?
No one would drink until everyone got their drinks. I'm like, guys, we can't just keep... Where does that end?
Literally, last night at dinner, my friend and I were there before the other two people. And the waitress was like, do you guys want to order or wait for your friends? And I was like, And my friend was like, we're going to order.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, wait, why wouldn't we? Like, what the fuck? Like,
if they're like, pulling up, then I'll be like, oh, I'll just come back in, like, 5 minutes. But if they're like,
but even
oh.
still, it's like, for what? Like, I'm thirsty.
I'll put in drinks.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put in food.
Yes,
but I'll
agreed.
Put in, I'll put in drinks.
Food is like, okay, I'm like actually haven't eaten all day and like I do need something to eat or...
Yeah.
Like, we're all in danger.
But I thought that was insane. We were out somewhere and we put in a drink order. Everyone got their drinks except one person. And then everyone's waiting. I'm like, these are now bleeding into other parts of life. We're waiting for drinks now?
Are they like
now?
Waiting to like cheers because you can't drink? But like that's where it's like...
Double cheers!
Drink your fucking drink and then cheers.
Like, I agree.
You're not going to be struck down.
Or, you know what?
We're really pissed now.
I am. The other thing is, like, if you sit down somewhere in a group and then you drink your drink when it comes and then someone goes, you're not going to cheers? Buddy.
Nope, the ship sailed.
What are we doing? I'll cheers after this, but I've disrespected the sanctity of the cheers because I took a sip? What are we doing? What are we mad at here? I'll just cheers you when we're ready
to
do it.
Yeah, like the glass is still here, babe.
I don't know.
Whoa. Like, no, I heavily agree with that.
Yeah,
like,
it's insane.
The waiting is just like so stupid. I'm like, guys, we could die right now.
I would be okay with waiting if it was a thing that some people are like, oh, you know, whatever. Like, it makes sense on a date because you don't want to like finish your meal and then they're still eating and then you can't talk.
No, the date I get.
Like, fine, but like in a group of five, I'm not even talking to the people at the end of the table. Who cares?
Also, it's like when we would go out to like Applebee's and shit as kids, like wait till everyone has their meal. I'm like, I don't give a there's fuck no, about my brothers.
There's okay? no ovens back there.
I have my fucking tortilla chicken, tortilla soup.
Dude, speaking of Applebee's, one time I went to Applebee's with my siblings. We're like, oh, we're going to do dollar margaritas. We go there and we're like, we're going to do the dollar margaritas. The waiter goes, you don't want to do that. Swear to God. And I don't even know what he meant by that.
No, you know what he meant by that.
Are they pissing in it? I don't know. But he was just like, you don't want the dollar margaritas.
I mean, I you like, thought a cut water now. Was crazy calorically? I like, bitching up. I do want to go to Chili's and do like the happy hour, like the entire menu, like get a party bus, do...
Party bus to Chili's is the most white trash thing I've ever heard in my life.
And like, listen,
sometimes
let me be me.
Cut off jeans. Like,
now we're my Daisy Dukes.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Take all right. Card.
I'll take this one. Most random fact about you?
Wow. I didn't think any of these questions through. Really? I was just like, la, 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 la. Most random thing about me? That I'm probably that I'm from Delaware. Like that
is pretty random.
Like I get like the same three responses. One, what state is that in? Dead serious. That was like my entire college experience was like, oh, what state's that in? And I was
what
like,
is that, Maryland?
Bitch, go back to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And then people go, like, oh, I've driven by, or you're the first person I met from Delaware. That's a big one.
Yeah.
And then I get, oh, cool, which I just know immediately that that's go right. back to option right. A that you don't know what Delaware is.
Yeah. Oh, cool is.
Oh, cool is like, sure. Totally.
I'm from Cleveland.
Yeah. Whoa. I'm like not good at thinking about random facts about myself.
That's
like,
a tough one.
Delaware's pretty fucking random.
Delaware is, it is. I mean, you don't meet a lot of people from there. It's a flyover state for sure.
I have more followers than the entire population of Delaware. So on like multiple platforms.
Do you know what the population
is? It's like 980,000 people. Yeah.
Is it really? In a full state?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the second smallest state. You can drive from the top to the bottom in like an hour 45.
And people do.
And I did. And I've done it again.
And people do.
What was your first job?
There's two like of my first jobs that was one day and I was like, I'm good.
Oh, you like got this, you got the tester and you're like,
I was big on quitting jobs when I first started into the workforce. My first one was a kid's birthday party place where you'd like walk in and there was like a mini rock climbing wall. There was like slides.
Yeah.
And then there's like pizza and you got to hand it.
Do those like, still like exist?
Probably not.
Like I know Chuck E. Cheese does.
Which is crazy.
Which is crazy.
Which is crazy.
I mean, the fact that they survived like the Shane Dawson expose is crazy.
Also, who was
taking
the
their kids? Oh, what?
Who was in the meeting to create the mascot? Like, what if it was a rat? Like, it could literally be any animal.
It could
animal.
Have been a sheep, yeah. A little lamb, a dog.
Like, some insects even, but you picked a rat. Like, that's... out of all the animals, a rat.
I've never
in a food place.
And then they're like, this rat is gonna have a little band with other animals that are just as fucking scary.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Well, so you worked at one of those places?
Yeah, it was like similar, but it wasn't like a chain.
Like games and shit.
Yeah, there was like, I do remember my first day. Well, it was my only day, but there was a kid that was like on the rock climbing wall, and everyone else there was four. This kid felt like a 7-8, and I'm like, and he was a big kid, and I'm like, this kid comes off the rock climbing wall, we're both hitting the ground, like it was like that, because I was scared, because you had to just like be there, like they didn't have like contraptions.
You were
to set
spotting
you up.
These people,
yeah. Like, because it's easy if you have, like, a four-year-old trying to do it, because they don't go, like, high off the floor. But this is, like...
And if they do, they're, like, a four-year-old. It's, like...
Yeah, catch, you can just catch
this peanut.
Yeah, exactly. But I was, like, oh, God. And then I quit that. Then I had a job.
Did you quit, or were you on, like, medical leave after the rock wall?
No, I just... I probably didn't quit. I just didn't go
you
back.
You quit in the middle of the shift. You're, like, good luck, kid.
I'm also big on that.
Really? You've quit mid-shift?
Not mid-shift. I've just not returned and not said anything to three jobs.
I've done what did they do? They just like, you like just ghosted them.
Well, I'll pick up, but they'll, like, I remember one of my jobs.
You would just Irish goodbye, your job. And then they would call you and probably being like, where are you? And you would answer.
Yeah, yeah. And I would just be like, well, one time.
That's so crazy.
I was working at a pizzeria and I was doing everything there. And eventually I was just like, I'm not working here anymore. And then I just didn't go back. And they did call me for one of my shifts and I didn't pick up because I was like, oh, I'm not going back. And then they like eventually gave up on calling me. And then my next shift, they thought maybe this was there was a mistake. So they call me again and then I picked up. And they're like, hey, are you coming back? And I said, I don't think so. Literally said that. And they're like, okay. Like they were just as confused. They were like, no, surely this is not how you quit a job.
You're like, I haven't really figured it out yet, but like, yeah, I think so.
Something is telling me I'm leaning no.
That's so funny.
That's how I quit that one. But I was working, I did like a catering thing once where I worked at this place where they do, I don't know if it's just like Jewish weddings, but this one was a Jewish wedding. And I also didn't have a lot of experience with Jewish people at all.
Yeah.
And this was out on Long Island and my friend was doing it. It's like they paid $12 an hour. And I was like, sign me up.
Yeah.
I got there. And immediately they put like a tray in your hand and it's got cocktails on it. I had never done that before. And now I'm balancing this fucking thing with like 10 drinks on it with like flutes, like champagne.
No, yeah, like the hardest thing to fucking balance.
And you're standing outside and people are coming in and they're taking it. And then they're just like putting like the empty ones back on, which they're not supposed to do. And I'm just kind of like, whatever. And I was so frustrated immediately that I'm looking at my friend. I'm like, if you weren't here, I would literally set this on the ground and leave. But I'm going to stay because, you know, whatever.
Because you drove me here.
And yeah, well, probably. And then I remember when I was bringing out food to the tables, you had to wear these white gloves, but they were like thin.
Yeah, like this cotton material.
And whatever, I remember walking out like my first dishes and I was carrying it like this. And for whatever reason, I guess I was like leaned back a little bit. There was this steaming hot gravy that was hitting my thumb and I am like in excruciating pain, but I can't do anything because I'm holding two plates and I'm walking through a wedding and everyone's kind of like looking at you.
I forgot you're at a wedding.
So I'm like putting it down and I'm like, and then walking to the back and I'm like, fuck. And then, you know, it was, just, and then also they put you at a station during cocktail hour and they tell you like, okay, this is filet of sole. And I was like, I don't know what that is at this time, right?
I don't know what that is at this time.
So people are asking. It's like a fish.
Oh, okay.
So people are coming up like, oh, what's that? And I'm saying filet asshole. Because I didn't know.
It's filet asshole.
It's filet asshole. Because I didn't know what it was. Like, I didn't know. Like, you know? So I'm like, it's filet asshole. And they're looking at me like, what? Like, and I'm like, I hope that's right. I would have loved a little card that said the name or something, but I'm giving out flayed asshole to these people. And then I was like, I'm never doing that again. My first real job that I kept.
That is so fucking funny.
Yeah, flayed asshole. It worked. But my first real job that I kept, I was delivering pizzas for a while. And then that's interesting too. You run into some characters like, there was a dude one time that I delivered pizza to. It was like a heavier set dude who was wearing a shirt that would not have fit him anywhere close. And I deliver the pizza. And I don't know if this was a coincidence, but this is what happened on that day. I don't remember if it was windy or not. But I had the pizza. And this was before you're like obviously paying before people get there. Yeah. So I'm ringing the doorbell. He comes out. He's wearing a shirt that comes out to like covers like hat, it's like up to his belly button.
He's like giving under boob.
And it said I heart, and then in like bedazzled, it said Guido's.
Okay, kind of obsessed with this icon. Who is she?
And then I was like, oh, here's your pizza. Goes to give me the money, drops the money. So now we're both kind of looking at each other, and I'm like, all right. So I have to bend over and get this money. And I was like, did he drop it on purpose? Was this kind of like one of those moments where I was like, I'm gonna take a look at this guy's butt. And then like gave it back to him. There was another guy that every time I delivered to him, tidy whities, sweating.
Okay.
What is this?
Okay. Like don't yell at him too much. Cause like,
I think he was like working out. Tidy whities is bananas. Opening the door.
Tidy whities opening the door is crazy.
Crazy.
Like you at least throw slide on something a little more.
Or how do you know that? I mean, I guess that like there's not a lot of women pizza delivery people at that time.
Yeah.
So he's assuming.
But that is crazy.
Like a stranger's coming to your house and you're just like.
And like, that's also the worst part is that like, you're also seeing the inside of their home. You're like, you get like a really
good sense of
wild look at who these people are. And you're like, I need you to like, take it. Just take the pizza.
I delivered pizza to a hotel once and the guy like opened the door. And when he opened it, he was like, yeah, just the money's. I was like, bro, I'm not coming in there. Like, I'm not getting in there. So
you're not luring me into this trap. Yeah. I sat through a meeting about this in eighth grade.
Yeah, I'm not doing this.
That was
my first job. And then, this is kind of crazy, but I never got fired from that job. But the way I left that job is that I kind of had to leave because I was parking my dad's giant minivan at this time. I was delivering pizzas. The back of the car was already in, and I was just turning the front into the spot. And a guy in a motorcycle, like, went around a car to, like, get by them and drove into the back of my car. And it sounded like lightning hit my car. And I look to the side, and I just see a body flying, dude. And then he, like, did, like, a front flip and hit the ground and, like, skid a bunch.
Is he dead?
No, he's alive.
Okay.
So I get out of the car, and now I'm, like, shaking like crazy. I'm like, I just... I killed someone, or I didn't even really do anything. He killed himself with me. But I was so scared. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to jail or something.
He killed himself.
As soon as I get out of the car, these two people run off the sidewalk and they're like, you're good. We saw everything or whatever. I was like, thank God. The guy's kind of like on the floor. I swear on everything, this isn't made up. Cigarette in his hand, still on his back, smoking a cigarette after he just got hit by a car. And he's telling me, he's kind of an asshole, and he's like, pick me up. I'm like, sir, I don't think
How old are you at this point?
I am probably 22, 23.
Okay.
Somewhere around there. And I was like, sir, I don't think I should pick you up. You could be really hurt if I pick you up. Like, I was thinking, like, this guy's going to stand up straight and his fucking spine's going to collapse. So I was like, sir, I don't think we should do that. You could be hurt or whatever. And he's like, you don't want to pick me up because you know you did something wrong. Now I'm like... First of all,
like, while you're down there,
yeah, I'm like, you drove into me. And I called my dad. He eventually showed up, and the guy was like a dick to my dad. The guy smelled like alcohol and he had a cigarette in his hand and he sued me.
Now that's a filet asshole.
That's a filet asshole.
That's a filet asshole.
Yeah. And I mean, the reason why they do that, like, even though police report,
he didn't win, right?
They settled. Because it costs more to go to, like, to go
your
to
your parents
court.
Settled or the your job did?
No, my insurance company, like, settled. So, like, the police report said that I was 0% at fault.
Okay.
But he sued for, like, I don't know, for an amount of money that gets, it's, like, out of, I guess, civil court. I don't know anything about the courts. But, like, it's a higher level of court.
Got it.
And I guess the insurance companies are, like, if we have to, you know, if it go to trial or something, like, it's just going to cost us a bunch of money, we'll just settle. And apparently he got like 12 grand or something.
Damn, and he didn't have to sell a Hasbro game.
Yeah, no, not at all. But apparently that was like a thing where people would stage car accidents because they knew that.
Oh, it's like still a thing. Like, I see TikToks of like people who will like
get out of the car, like, or like slam on the brakes,
reverse the car back. Yeah. And then everyone gets out and they're like,
yeah,
what?
Because then you tell your insurance companies and they don't want to go to court. So they settle. So it's like a thing. Like, that's why, like, there's cameras or whatever. They check all that because they don't want people staging accidents. So I think that's what happened. Like, he sued me, and I was like, what the fuck? Why would he sue me? He's not going to win.
Damn.
But they'll settle. And he just
I wish I knew this little hack. I wouldn't have to be sitting here.
I know. But then my job was kind of like, yeah, you can't.
We don't think. Here. Yeah. We don't think this is a good fit anymore.
I think they were like, in order to. The actual law is that you have to have a, like, the car branded as the pizzeria if you're delivering for them or something like that, which I didn't. That was my dad's
name. Yeah.
So they were like, just don't work here.
Yeah. I was like, all right. Whoa.
So that's how I got fired from all those jobs. I've only
you
quit.
Say as if you didn't just say you quit all of them except this one.
I did, yeah.
So that's how I got fired from all of these.
Well, yeah, I guess, like, I did get fired.
Okay.
I invented quiet quitting, but the choice to quiet quit happened on one day, and then I was shortly let go after that. Like, I was like, my quiet quitting was not like, I'm going to show up at my job and not do a good job. I'm not showing up entirely.
Period.
Entirely, I'm not coming.
That is, like, I didn't even know that was an option, honestly.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
it's...
I just thought, like...
I don't recommend it. I don't recommend it at all. You know how many times I told my pizzeria job that I actually liked that it was just a good, like a nice day out, and my friends were at the park playing basketball, and I was there, and I was like, the run is so good, like no shot I'm going in. So I would like call in and be like, my grandma fell. That bitch was falling a lot back then. Tell you this. Yeah, right,
if I'm gonna have to live through it, we're gonna use it.
Yeah, the summer back then. Well, no, she wasn't falling. She was totally fine.
I was
making her fall though. Like I was like, oh my god, she went down. I gotta go save her. But then I would just stay at
the
park.
You didn't feel scared that she would actually then fall?
Part of me, but she was strong. She was a strong-willed Irish woman.
There you go.
She would walk everywhere until she died, dude. It was crazy. Like she would go food shop like 2 miles away from her house like a psycho.
That is wild.
Yeah, I don't know. That generation was just...
They walked everywhere.
Yeah, she was just like a gangster, dude.
My parents always got divorced in college. It's like my parents just announced they're getting divorced and I didn't see this coming at all. Meanwhile, they got divorced like years earlier and I definitely was praying for it.
Yeah.
Just to be fucking crystal clear about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, wow.
Yeah, so there's a lot.
Wow, I feel like I learned so much about you.
A little bit about me packed into this episode.
No, I love it. Thank you so much for being here, being the first guest.
No problem. Yeah, that is crazy, by the way. First guest.
I know. I figured no one's going to come to my studio in Delaware, so I guess we're going to have to build another one.
Are you living in Delaware?
I have a house in Delaware, and then I have an apartment here.
Oh, cool.
And then the studio.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, first guest. 50th episode?
50th episode. Congrats. First guest. Yeah. What do you have to plug? You want to plug anything?
Go watch The Basement Yard or go follow me at Joe Santagato on all social media.
Period. Well, thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
Have a good one. Or wait, what? Oh, I forget how to like end an episode. Alrighty, guys. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you again, Joe, for being here. If you haven't, be sure to subscribe to Chris vs. the People. We have video episodes up on our YouTube channel, and I'll see y'all when I see y'all. Oh, no. See you next Tuesday. Forgot that that's the new outro. All right, guys, I will see you next Tuesday. Bye.